Tape 3. This cassette tape contains more about Windows and AutoSpeaks, an explanation of the edit facility, a listing of additional functions like status information and pointer movement, a description of profiles and the profile access language, a description of the application profiles, an explanation of how to modify screen reader, a detailed explanation of how to use the pop-up keypad, an explanation of how to use the screen reader dictionary. Tools and techniques. If you have not used the tutorial, do so before using this section. The tutorial contains information about the fundamentals of screen reader. This section, Tools and Techniques, describes some techniques that are shortcut versions of what you learned in the tutorial and some tools that allow you to read the screen faster and more efficiently. More about Windows and AutoSpeaks. The Windows and AutoSpeaks section in the tutorial demonstrated how to set Windows and AutoSpeaks interactively and gave some examples of when these screen reader functions come in handy. To write PAL key sequences that define Windows and AutoSpeaks, use the book Screen Reader Reference. Refer to the PAL window commands, bottom, left, right, top, and wind. Or refer to the PAL AutoSpeak commands, AutoSpeak, Auto, Auto Delay, Action Bar, Monitor, and Selector. Saving Windows and AutoSpeaks. You can use the Windows and AutoSpeaks that you define any time during the session in which you defined them. However, if you load a new profile or turn off your computer, the definitions are erased. Screen Reader does allow you to save your Windows and AutoSpeaks settings. These are saved in a file with the same name as the profile that you are currently using, so that the definitions will be recalled the next time you use your profile. Note: when you save either a window or an AutoSpeak definition, ensure that the profile in which you want to save the definitions is active. Press keys B star to save either a window definition or an AutoSpeak definition. All definitions are saved in a file with the same name as the profile you are currently using, but with the extension VAR. Screen Reader saves your definitions in this VAR file in the current subdirectory. If you recompile the profile in which you saved Windows, the VAR file associated with the profile may not be usable. You must then redefine your interactive Windows and AutoSpeaks. Finding window and AutoSpeak positions. You can also find out the screen coordinates of the currently active window or AutoSpeak. Press keys B pound and follow the screen reader prompts. Using window and AutoSpeak numbers. Use a window or an AutoSpeak number over again to eliminate old ones and create new ones. Turning off all AutoSpeaks. To turn off all active AutoSpeaks that you defined, use the key sequence BDB. Edit facility. Screen Reader has a powerful facility that will help you while you are editing information on your computer screen. This facility, called the Edit facility, allows you to hear information on the screen automatically just by typing or using the cursor movement keys. This allows you to use the keypad less and the keyboard more. The Edit facility has two components, browsing and echoing. These work from the position of the cursor. Browsing is primarily for reading and allows you to hear the character, word, or line the cursor rests on, depending on where you move the cursor. Echoing is primarily for writing and repeats what you just typed, whether it is a character, word, or line. Each of the browse and echo functions start with the D key. Line browse. When you use line browse, each time you move the cursor, Screen Reader tells you either the character, the word, or the line, depending on the way you move. For example, you could move the cursor across the line character by character, and Screen Reader would read each character. If an application allows you to move a word at a time, for example, with the Control and Cursor Right keys or the Control and Cursor Left keys, Screen Reader would read each word on which the cursor rests. Last, if you move the cursor up or down, Screen Reader reads the new line to you. Press the key sequence D star to turn line browse on or off. Column browse. Column browse works in the same way as line browse, except that instead of lines, it reads the word starting at the cursor as you move vertically. This was developed for use when most of your work is done in columns. Press key sequence D0 to turn column browse on or off. Character echo. With character echo on, Screen Reader reads each character immediately after you type it. If you use the backspace key, the deleted character is also echoed. When you first start Screen Reader, character echo is on. Press the key sequence D7 to turn character echo on or off. Note: Screen Reader does not announce the second character of double letter or number combinations when backspacing. For example, if the word hello was the word you wanted to backspace over, you would hear in succession O-L-E-H. Note that the double L was announced only once. Word echo. With word echo on, each time you enter a space character using the space bar or a cursor movement key, Screen Reader reads the word just typed. If you use the backspace key, the deleted character is also echoed. Press the key sequence D8 to turn word echo on or off. Note: Screen Reader does not announce the second character of double letter or number combinations when backspacing. For example, if the word hello was the word you wanted to backspace over, you would hear in succession O-L-E-H. Note that the double L was announced only once. Line echo. With line echo on, Screen Reader reads the line just entered as soon as the cursor moves to a different line. Press the key sequence D9 to turn line echo on or off. Note: You can have any combination of echoes on together. Additional edit facility features. Included in this edit facility are some additional features. These are flush, keys D, B, normal edit facility, keys D, D, toggle current selections, keys D pound, line indicator setup, keys D6, edit facility status, keys DC. Flush. When you are using a browse or an echo with flush on, when you move the cursor, the text being read is stopped and the new text is immediately read. For example, if you were browsing a letter for a certain line, you would move through the letter line by line using the cursor down key. With flush off, each time you move down one line, you must listen to the entire line before you can listen to the next one. With flush on, when you recognize that the line is not the one you want, you can move the cursor to the next line. This stops the verbalization of the previous line, and you hear the beginning of the current line. Press the key sequence DB to turn flush on or off. Normal edit facility. When the normal edit facility is on, all other browses and echoes currently on are deactivated. Use the key sequence DD for line browse on, echoes off, flush on. Toggle current selections. To turn all current browse or echo modes off, or the previous browse or echo modes on, press the key sequence D pound. Status of browses and echoes. Press the key sequence DC to hear the currently active browse and echo options. Line indicator setup. The edit facility uses the cursor position for browsing and echoing. Some applications, particularly word processors, scroll the screen text up or down instead of moving the cursor. In this situation, when you are using the line browse, you do not hear text read because the cursor does not move. For example, suppose that your cursor is on line 23 of the screen, but on line 26 of the file. When you press the cursor down key, the screen moves up one position, displaying line 27 of the file, However, the cursor is still on line 23 of the screen. Programs employing this method of scrolling usually keep track of the current line, the line with the cursor, using a line indicator somewhere on the screen. You must tell Screen Reader where the application displays this line indicator. Screen Reader will then monitor that spot on the screen. In this way, when the line indicator changes, you can hear the line even though the row does not change. You can use the pointer to tell Screen Reader where the line indicator is, or you can enter the line indicator row and column coordinates directly. Screen Reader prompts you for the information, but before you begin this process, you should either move the pointer to the line indicator or know the correct coordinates of the line indicator. Press the key sequence D6 and follow the prompts to tell Screen Reader where on the screen the line indicator is located, row and column. Press the key sequence D5 when you want Screen Reader to monitor the line indicator. Read a sentence. You can read complete sentences using Screen Reader. Screen Reader uses a standard definition of a sentence. It ends with any of the following punctuation marks, period, question mark, or exclamation mark, and can be followed by a single or double quote. Its ending punctuation is followed by two spaces. Note, a blank line, the screen top, or the screen bottom also signal the beginning or ending of a sentence. Keys D1, read the previous sentence. Keys D2, read the current sentence. Keys D3, read the next sentence. Read the current paragraph. Press keys DA to read the current paragraph. A paragraph is any text between two blank lines or between a screen boundary, top or bottom, and a blank line. Saving Edit Facility Settings. You can use the Edit Facility Settings that you define any time during the session in which you defined them. However, if you load a new profile or turn off your computer, the definitions are erased. Screen Reader does allow you to save your Edit Facility Settings. These are saved in a file with the same name as the profile that you are currently using, so that the settings will be recalled the next time you use your profile. Note, when you save an Edit Facility setting, ensure that the profile in which you want to save the definitions is active. Press keys B* to save your Edit Facility settings for that profile. Additional functions. Screen Reader includes many functions that are not demonstrated in the tutorial. You might not need these functions when you first start using Screen Reader, but as you become more proficient with Screen Reader, they will be useful to you. Status information. Screen Reader allows you to request, using a keypad key sequence, the status of various keyboard lock keys and some Screen Reader modes, formats, and positions. In the tutorial, you learned that the keys pound C and pound 8 reported the status of the cursor and pointer. Keyboard lock keys. Press key sequence pound 4 to determine the status of the following keys. Insert, replace. Number lock, caps lock, and scroll lock. Note, Screen Reader automatically tells you when you press any of these keys. Refer to Lock Key Status later on this cassette for information about how to turn this feature off and on. Current Format. To determine the current format, press key sequence pound 5. Current Window Boundaries. Screen Reader allows you to check the current window boundaries. You will hear the top, left, bottom, and right row or column. Press key sequence pound 6 to learn the current window boundaries. Current mode and position. Press key sequence pound 9 to determine the current mode. If the mode is cursor mode, you will also hear the position of the cursor. If the mode is pointer mode, you will hear the position of the pointer. Pointer movement. You learn to move the pointer in the tutorial by reading characters, words, and lines, by moving the pointer to the cursor, and by reading specific lines. Here are some quick methods of moving the pointer to specific areas on the screen. Pointer to the right. To move the pointer to the right edge of the screen at the current line, press the keys 0D. Pointer to the bottom. To move the pointer directly to the bottom left corner of the screen, press keys 0 pound. Pointer to the top. To move the pointer directly to the top left corner of the screen, press keys 0 star. Switches. Screen reader contains a series of switches that you can turn off or on. Caps. Press the key sequence A4 to turn caps on or off. The caps switch tells screen reader what to do when it spells a word containing capital letters. With caps on, capital letters are preceded by the word cap. Caps off is the default. Spaces. Press the key sequence A5 to turn spaces on or off. The spaces switch tells screen reader whether or not to announce every space when you are in spell or phonetic format. In pronounced format, three or more spaces are announced as counted characters. Refer to the description of trailing next. Spaces off is the default. Trailing. Press the key sequence A6 to turn trailing on or off. The trailing switch tells screen reader whether or not it should read the number of characters trailing the end of a word or line. Spaces must be on and your format must be pronounced, spell, or phonetic. Trailing off is the default. For example, if the line requested was the DOS A greater than prompt, with spaces and trailing on and in spell format, you would hear A greater than AW 78 space. Note, the word AW denotes that a character is repeated three or more times in succession. AW was chosen because it is a short word and a word that you probably will not often encounter. The need for a word such as AW to denote repetitive characters can be demonstrated using the 78 space example. 78 space, the text spoken by your synthesizer, could be literally on the screen. When you hear the word AW preceding it, you know that screen reader counted the occurrences of the repetitive character and is telling you the number. The word AW precedes all character repetitions of three or more, not just when the trailing switch is on. Graphics. Press the key sequence AB to turn graphics on or off. Graphics tells screen reader how to treat graphic box characters. When graphics is on and text, including graphic characters, is read, screen reader announces the name of the graphic character. Graphics off is the default. Pause. Press the key sequence A7 to turn pause on or off. The pause switch tells screen reader whether or not to hesitate between words or between letters in spell and phonetic formats. Pause off is the default. Wrap. Press the key sequence A8 to turn wrap on or off. When the wrap switch is on, screen reader does not recognize the right edge of the screen as the end of a line. Instead, it reads from the current position, cursor, or pointer to the bottom of the screen. Wrap off is the default. Numbering. Press the key sequence A9 to toggle numbering on or off. For example, if you do the following, then screen reader will announce the line number as each line is read for the remainder of the current screen. 1. Press A8 to turn on wrap. 2. Press A9 to turn on numbering. 3. Press 2 to read the current line. Numbering off is the default. Spell caps. Press the key sequence AC to turn spell caps on or off. The spell caps setting causes screen reader to either spell or pronounce any word containing all uppercase letters, such as file names or acronyms. Spell caps off is the default. Key echo. Press the key sequence A star to turn key echo on or off. The key echo setting causes screen reader to announce keyboard keys as you type them. Key echo off is the default. Force Spell. Press the key sequence A0 to turn Force Spell on or off. The Force Spell setting causes screen reader to either spell or pronounce any word without vowels. When Force Spell is on, any word without a vowel is spelled letter by letter. When Force Spell is off, these words are spoken. This switch is important when your synthesizer is reading numbers or abbreviations. For instance, you might want Force Spell off if your synthesizer announces numbers such as 9600 as 9600 instead of 9600, or abbreviations such as Mr. MR period as Mr. instead of MR dot. Force Spell on is the default. DOS Echo. Press the key sequence AD to turn DOS Echo on or off. When DOS Echo is on and you are using DOS, all data written to the screen is also sent to the synthesizer. DOS Echo is recommended for use only when you are working on the DOS screen. If you want echoing to occur when you are using applications, use the edit facility that is described earlier. DOS Echo off is the default. Blank. Press the key sequence A help to turn on or turn off announcement in text format of blank windows, lines, or words. Blank on is the default. Screen mode. Press the key sequence #7 to automatically hear the screen mode when it changes. That mode will either be text or graphics. If the mode is text, screen reader tells you the mode number and the screen dimensions. If the mode is graphics, screen reader announces graphics. Screen mode off is the default. Lock key status. Screen reader contains a special monitoring feature. It can automatically inform you of the status of several keyboard keys. Insert, replace, number lock, caps lock, and scroll lock. When you toggle one of these keys on or off, screen reader announces the changed key status. Press the sequence #B to turn the key status feature on or off. Lock key status on is the default. Status of switches. To hear which switches are not at their default settings, press the key sequence #A#. This does not report on switches that are set to their defaults. Read the rest of a word. Screen reader allows you to read the rest of the current word as well as the rest of the word directly above and below it. This is useful when working with columns of information. Press keys B4 to hear the rest of the word above the current cursor or pointer location. Press keys B5 to hear the rest of the word at the current cursor or pointer location. Press keys B6 to hear the rest of the word below the current cursor or pointer location. Read the rest of a line. Press keys 0C to read from the current cursor or pointer location to the end of the line. Read characters. Press keys 07 to read the character in the row above the current cursor or pointer location. Press keys 09 to read the character in the row below the current cursor or pointer location. Announce the color of a character. Press keys 08 to determine the color of the character at the current cursor or pointer location. Screen reader tells you the color and its corresponding attribute number. An attribute is the number your computer recognizes that represents how an item on the display screen should look. For example, attribute 7 represents white letters on a black background. ASCII characters. Press keys *C to hear the ASCII value of the current character. Read the first, middle, and last word. Press keys B1 to hear the first word of the current line. Press keys B2 to hear the middle word. Press keys B3 to hear the last word of the current line. Spell the current word with caps. Press keys *B to hear the current word spelled with caps. This function spells the word at the current cursor or pointer location. When screen reader encounters a capital letter, it prefaces that letter with the word cap. Format shortcuts. In the tutorial, you learned about four methods of reading information: text, pronounce, spell, and phonetic. Screen Reader provides shortcut ways to read. Already you know about keys *4, *5, and *6 that spell words without changing the active format. When you press the key sequence that activates these shortcuts, reading begins in the format you request. However, when the reading stops, the former format is restored. You do not have to press any key sequence to go back to reading in text, pronounce, spell, or phonetic format. Phonetic characters. Phonetic format represents each character as a word beginning with the same letter. You can hear a phonetic representation of the previous, current, or next characters. This is useful when you're having difficulty with one word or cannot understand a character and need a quick way to determine the word or character. As always, the previous, current, and next characters are relative to the pointer or cursor. Keys *7, phonetic previous character. Keys *8, phonetic current character. Keys *9, phonetic next character. Start and stop ignoring characters. You can instruct Screen Reader to ignore characters on the screen. This is useful, for example, when a program uses a row of equal signs or stars as a boundary between two sections. Start ignoring characters. To begin ignoring characters, press keys #Help. Then type the characters you want Screen Reader to ignore. You can type up to 16 characters. Type the characters one directly after another with no spaces between. Press Enter after the last character you want Screen Reader to ignore. Stop ignoring characters. To stop ignoring characters, press keys #Stop. Then type the characters you want Screen Reader to stop ignoring. You can type up to 16 characters. Type the characters one directly after another with no spaces between. Press Enter after the last character you want Screen Reader to stop ignoring. Fields. A field is a sequence of characters having the same attribute. Your computer uses attributes to tell how items should appear on the screen. These attributes determine highlighting, color, underlining, blinking, and so forth. A field can be one character, several characters, a line, several lines, a column, or a whole screen. Using Screen Reader, you can read the previous, current, and next fields and the rest of the current field. You can also specify the characteristics Screen Reader uses to determine a field. The first four functions are useful, for example, when reading menus that ask for input into highlighted fields. Use the fifth function, *Help, set field definition, to change the way Screen Reader defines a field. You can ask Screen Reader to use only the background, only the foreground, or the full set of attributes, foreground and background, when it determines a field. As an example, if an application has an action bar or selection menu on which the choices appear with all the same background color, but the first letter of each choice is a different color, set the field definition to background. This way, Screen Reader will read the entire word as a field rather than the first letter and the rest of the word as separate fields. The default field definition is the full set of attributes. As always, the previous, current, and next fields are relative to the cursor or pointer location, depending on the mode. Keys *1, previous field. Keys *2, current field. Keys *3, next field. Keys *A, rest of the current field. Keys *Help, set field definition. Set special codes. Using the Screen Reader utility described in Modifying Screen Reader later on this cassette, you can set special codes for your synthesizer. These codes are like the codes that are preset for rate, volume, and pitch. And generally, these codes take advantage of the special characteristics of the specific synthesizer. Before using this keypad key sequence to turn on a special code, you must use the Screen Reader utility to set up that code. Some of the synthesizers have preset special codes. Then, when you want to activate the special characteristics, press the key sequence AAN. and represents the number 1 to 9 assigned to the special code. Profiles and the profile access language. Screen reader profiles are written in a special computer language developed for screen reader. The profiles define how the keypad keys read the screen and what is automatically spoken. The base screen reader profile is named SRD.KPD. It contains all of the key sequences you learned in the tutorial and those described in Tools and Techniques. SRD is the profile that is active when you start screen reader. You can create profiles using the special computer language called PAL. This language, similar to a high-level computer language, is included with screen reader. PAL has about 60 functions that are powerful enough to provide specific control over the speech output of the screen. For information about creating or editing profiles, refer to the screen reader reference. Application profiles. Screen reader contains profiles for several popular application programs. These application profiles use all of the key sequences you learned in the tutorial and in the section Tools and Techniques. In addition, other key sequences designed to work with the specific application are included. You can use any of the profiles included with a previous version of Screen Reader with this version. If you want to use the new key sequences described in the section Additional Functions earlier on this cassette or the Improved Edit Facility Functions, copy the profile to the directory containing Screen Reader DOS 1.2. Then, recompile it. Refer to the Screen Reader reference for information on how to compile profiles. If you are not using one of the applications in the following list, you can use the profiles as examples of how to create your own Screen Reader profile for the application you use. The following lists the profile name as it appears on your Screen Reader diskette and the application for which it was designed. 123 for Lotus 123 releases 2.01 and 2.21. 3270 for IBM 3270 Entry Emulation 1.2, IBM PC 3270 Emulation Program Version 3.00, or Personal Communications 3270. 5250 for Enhanced 5250 Emulation Program Version 2.12 and Workstation Emulation Program Version 1.0. Assist for IBM Assistant Series Version 2.00 applications. Book for online books. DBase 3 for DBase 3 Plus. DOS 3.3 and DOS 4 for DOS versions 3.3 and 4.0. DOS 5 for DOS version 5.0. DOS Edit for the DOS version 5.0 editor. DW4 for DisplayWrite 4 versions 1.0 and 2.0. Util for the screen reader utility. SAA Tools for SAA type programs. WP for WordPerfect versions 4.2 and 5.0. Refer to application profile descriptions later on this cassette for a detailed description of the key definitions for the application profiles. Application profile descriptions. This section contains the information you need to use the application profiles that come with Screen Reader. The first section describes how to load a profile. The next section discusses key sequences that are common to each profile. The descriptions of the unique features, key sequences, and autospeaks for each profile are in the third section. Remember, these profiles also include the key sequences that you learned earlier in the tutorial and Tools and Techniques. Loading a profile. You must load a profile into memory for it to work. When you start Screen Reader, the SRD.KPD profile is automatically loaded for you. you can load different profiles using the key sequence pound A or by using a screen reader command when you are at the DOS command prompt. You should load the profile you want before starting its corresponding program. To use the key sequence, follow these steps. 1. Change to your application directory. 2. Press key sequence pound A. Screen reader asks you for the name of the profile. If you're using the pop-up keypad, you must deactivate it before you type the profile name. 3. Type the profile name. The name is not displayed on the screen. If you make a mistake, you can use the backspace key to back up and then retype the profile name, or you can use the escape key to begin again. 4. Press enter. To use the command, 1. Change to your application directory. 2. Type SRDLOAD space profile name. 3. Press enter. This new profile takes the place of the one already loaded. Only one profile is active at a time. Common key sequences. The following key sequences beginning with C are common across application profiles. These key sequences do not perform exactly the same operations in each application, but they are comparable. CA, profile name. C6, general help. If help other than the function key help is available on the screen, key sequence C6 reads it. For example, when a help box is present, C6 reads that help screen. CB, toggle between current window and full screen. Most of the application profiles automatically set screen reader windows to read pull-down menus, text screens, or message boxes. For example, the contents of these windows is usually read automatically, or you can hear the contents by using the key sequence 0A. You might also want to read information outside of the current window. The key sequence CB is provided to toggle between the full screen and the window that your application profile set. Note: use this key sequence instead of key sequence BBB to return the window setting to full screen. Because the application profiles are tracking the windows on the screen, the key sequence BBB might cause a problem for the profile. CC, active point. This key sequence announces the contents of the item that is considered the active point. This active point could be a selector in an action bar or a pull-down menu. It could also be a cell pointer or a menu item in Lotus 1-2-3. If the active point is a selector, you will hear its contents. If there is no active selector, but the cursor is where the action is, CC reads the cursor line. Sometimes there is no active point. In this case, screen reader announces an appropriate message. C0, status information. Use this key sequence to get any status information from the screen. In Lotus 1-2-3, for example, C0 reads the status of the indicators. However, if the status screen is displayed, the whole screen is read, or if the file list is displayed, the currently highlighted file details are read. C pound, active point location. This key sequence announces the screen position of the active point. If there is no active point, an appropriate message is announced. CD, where am I? This key sequence answers the question, where am I in the application? This response differs widely across applications. For example, in DisplayRight 4, if a window is current, where am I is the task, if there is one, and title of the window. If a warning message is active, where am I is the contents of the message or the name of the current task. Use CD to confirm that you pressed the correct key or to find out what happened after pressing a function key or making a selection. C help, function key help. Key sequence CHELP reads the list of currently active function keys. Screen reader finds this function key list, whether it is listed on line 25 of the screen, at the bottom of a box, or elsewhere on the screen. C STOP error message. Key key sequence C stop reads an error message if one is present. Using application profiles. This section gives the specific profiles listed alphabetically and their unique key sequences and auto speaks. If common key sequences are defined, or if only a few common key sequences are not defined in the profile, they are noted. Note: when you load an application profile, you can review the key sequences it contains by entering help mode and trying each of the C key combinations. 123 for Lotus 123. The Lotus 123 releases 2.01 and 2.2 application is a worksheet that allows you to analyze data in many ways. The basic unit of the worksheet is called a cell. The screen reader profile is built so that you can take advantage of Lotus 123 features and includes a special autospeak called Cell Browse. Note: for this profile, always use the Lotus 123 access system to get to the install, translate, and print graph screens. Key sequences. The following key sequences are currently defined. All common keys are defined. These additional keys are defined: C1, read line 1, C2, read line 2, C3, read line 3. These key sequences read lines 1, 2, and 3 when you cannot read them with the common key sequences. For example, when the menu is displayed, C help reads the choices on line 2 and C6 reads the help information on line 3. When you are editing, status is edit, CC reads line 2 where you do your editing. C8, toggle cell name autospeak. C9, toggle cell browse. Use C9 to hear the contents of the cell pointer as you move it around the screen. If cell browse is off, of course, you do not hear the contents of the cells as you move the pointer around the screen. The common key sequence CC may announce the contents to you. Auto speaks. The 123 profile contains several auto speaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The auto speaks in the 123 profile are: determine if you are entering or leaving a Lotus application and tell you. Monitor the mode, speak the mode, and set appropriate windows. Monitor the menu or file list selector and tell you its contents. Read all help topics when you get help using F1 and the cursor keys. Speak each cell as you move to it when in ready mode and when you set cell browse on with key sequence C9. Speak line 2 in menu and point mode. Report changes in the status indicator and the indicators along row 25. Tell you when you have entered graphics mode. Monitor insert and replace modes. Tell you which mode is active when you change modes. 3270 for 3270 emulation. The 3270 emulation program allows your computer to function as an IBM 3270 computer. This profile works best with the VM mode. Key sequences. The following key sequences are currently defined. Common key sequence C6 is not defined for this profile. C1. Setup error line interactively for X-Edit. C2. Set up command line interactively for X-Edit. C3. Save the values set up with C1 or C2. C7. Toggle announcement of error messages. C9. Toggle screen change autospeak. Autospeaks. The 3270 profile contains several autospeaks. These monitor areas of the screen for changes and report them to you. The auto speaks in the 3270 profile are: read the VM status area, read the system status, monitor insert and replace modes, announce when the mode changes, announce the contents of the error line, speak the command line prompt when it appears, inform you when the message MSG prompt appears, read the screen when it changes. if you set screen change on using key sequence C9. This is the end of side A. To continue, turn the cassette to side B.